Our guest in the cafe this morning is the director of Tipitina's Creative Arts Center, and you can give me a better description of the name than that, but it's Rick Parent, who's busy every day getting that that Tipitina's thing going.
Good morning.
Good morning. So now, what do you know what the name is going to be exactly?
We're hovering around the name of Tipitina's Music and Arts, or Arts Co-op.
Right.
Because the co-op kind of tells everybody that we're all sharing in the success and the failures.
Okay, but Tipitina's almost certainly
right.
will be part of the name, because this is the foundation in New Orleans.
Correct.
That's paying the bills, basically.
That would be the word, yes. That would make them important.
This is a nonprofit foundation that, and for the most part, the other facilities that they have are strictly music, but you're going with all kinds of arts.
Correct, and it was just math. There was no one's decision. It was in a town like this compared to New Orleans. New Orleans, you've got a million people.
Yeah.
Here we've got 8,000. So,
right.
You know, we have to give a greater variety of reasons for them to come. And that would be ceramics, the, you know, all kinds of things. One of the ideas that we just recently kicked up was a no siesta seniors afternoon. Because we're in the top 5% of the nation for places to retire.
Right, that's right.
So let's give them something to do when they retire.
Okay, good idea. Well, we'll get back into the basics of Tipitina's here in a minute, but you were telling me about a trip that you recently made to California that turned out to be just a really, really good thing for you.
Yes, it was a trip to the convention, the National Association of Musical Merchandisers. Basically, everybody that makes these microphones, mm-hmm. AV was there, stage units, lighting, guitars, everything. And that's the industry that I was in for 42 years. And as long as you've been nice for 42 years, I guess it pays off, because the amount and the spontaneous giving was overflowing. I almost cried every night.
You met a lot of people that you know.
Oh, yes. There were no strangers. I mean, I didn't go up to anyone I didn't know because I know that many people.
And almost all of them were very generous.
Extremely. I went into Casio, for instance, and the first things out of his mouth were, "I've been following you on Facebook. Let us give you a keyboard lab, a piano lab." Well, that was what I was going to beg for, but I was going to beg for 10-year-old stuff if they still had it. And he says, "No, we're going to give you new stuff."
And someone else is donating a big stack of guitars?
Oh, stacks of guitars from Washburn, from Schecter Guitars, from Daisy Rock, girl-sized guitars, little necks and things like that. All of them just jumped at the chance to donate guitars.
We're talking with Rick Parent, and Rick is with the Tipitina's Arts Facility, which is going into the old Alday school building, elementary school building on the east side of Commerce. So all in all, what was your estimate of the contributions that the musical outfits made?
No question, it's over $300,000.
That's fantastic.
It was worth the trip, let's put it that way.
I would say so. And yeah, you had to talk the Tipitina's people into it in New Orleans, right?
Yeah, well, you know, you have to say, "I'm going there and I think it's a good move." But they've never gone and asked for anything. They've always come up with it themselves. And they're just not used to that format of going someplace and saying, "Look, it's in the back room. You can donate it to us." And so it was really a shock to them.
Terrific. So you haven't started to receive these things yet, but this has just happened just in the past few days.
This was like 10 days ago.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah, great. So you are, to kind of refresh our memory, you are mainly, at this time, you're pretty much ready to go with what I would call the old temporary building. That's not a good term, but the building that was outside the main building at the old Alday school.
Correct. It's like an outbuilding. I think they often referred to it as the administration building.
Okay. And but you're trying to get the city to sign off on opening up.
Desperately trying. Yes. Yes, sir. That would be mild.
and certificate of occupancy, I believe.
We have to have that, right.
Is the term. How soon could you be ready to be having events in there once you get the go ahead from the city?
Oh gosh, what time is it?
Ready? You're
we are ready.
Chomping at the bit.
Yeah, I've got everything up and running and just checking out the computers for a final go around.
Right, and of course the work also continues in the main building there at AL Day, and that'll eventually be part of the
setup. Getting quotes and bids on plumbing and electrical and all the things that you need, you know, state requirements for.
Well, keep us up to date on how things are progressing.
It will be my pleasure.
And it's Rick Parrott. Rick, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us. And Rick is the director at Tipitina's right now we'll call it the Tipitina's Creative Co-op in the old AL Day building in Commerce. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.